What is your name?
Marcel.
Marcel, you are back now.
Yes.
How is everything?
Perfect.
Just accept it now. Accept it.
I will.
Good. Where is Ulrike? We love it for her. 12 years ago, you planted the seed of love in my heart. It has been growing and growing. And I can't now imagine not coming here. Just to sit at your feet. Coming here has become some kind of life-saving drug for the madness of my normal life. Why not make this normal life? That's the hard thing, to look at your own life. How are you living? What are you doing? What is normal? Is it normal to suffer? Is it normal to be in the prison? Is it normal to have a hard time? You have to ask yourself, because something else is available. You have to be responsible for yourself. This week I have been thinking a lot about asking you for sannyas. You must have been thinking about that for 12 years. It's just that when you are here, then your heart, your soul gets ignited again. Then it's not so easy to hide. You know, in your so-called normal life, what is normal life? That is a kind of state of sleep where you don't functioning from your heart. You are not listening to your being. Then you forget your heart then. Then how can the heart tell you anything if you're not listening to it? But here, this is the climate of the heart, that is what is happening here, no? But we are so used to not listening to the heart, not following the heart, not following the truth. My mind is very good at finding excuses. Not only your mind, all minds are. Many people here will recognize themselves in what you are saying. His mind has always excuse to become real, to follow the heart, because that means a total change, a transformation, which is almost impossible alone, which you see these 12 years. It's impossible alone. You need help. You need the climate of love. That's what the heart is longing for. No? Then it becomes easy. Things that is difficult becomes easy. It just depends where you are. If you are only living with unconscious people, how can you wake up then? It's very difficult to go against the stream. It's much easier to become one of the sheep. And it's normal life that is to be asleep. It takes courage to step out of the crowd. No, when you come here, then it's almost the opposite. Because here you have those few black sheep, they all gathered from all over the world, black sheep. Outsiders. Then they feel very at home. Very, very much at home. Look at all these smiling faces. And they don't understand, how did that happen? How did I manage to escape? To find my tribe? To find people who wants to just be themselves? Not to play the games, not to have the struggle. Just to be playful again, just to relax, just to love. My mind is telling me better to wait for another year. Yes. What else can the poor mind do? Because if you really take sannyas, that means you are not listening to your mind anymore. You are listening to the heart. Sannyas means to stand up for your own heart. To go deeper. To become real. But of course, that is a great challenge. So that's why you want to delay. You always want to delay things that is real. Because why? Because you have been living false. So the real is a challenge. I'm here to provoke you with love. Provoke you with love idea. Putting it straight in your face, in your heart, in your belly. Then you cannot escape them. Otherwise, we can escape. We can be asleep the whole life. But when you see something, when you feel something, it's very difficult to deny it. You can deny it if you never have tasted it, if you have never seen it. Here it's very difficult. So the mind wants to escape, or at least delay it another year. My mind is telling me better to wait another year, and that asking for a new name is absolutely the craziest thing to do. Yes. Can you imagine? So crazy. You coming back there. Where are you coming from? From Hamburg, no? And your new name is Wubumba. Hello, Mama. My new name is Wubumba Ma. Try to explain that. That's why, don't try to explain anything, just laugh. Just be silly, it's much better. It's something inner, you cannot explain it. But this is the problem with the heart. Which is not the problem, but it's the problem for the mind, that you start opening up, you start feeling the heart. Then the heart has its own ways then. It will challenge you. That's why most people doesn't listen to the heart. They play it safe and just function from the head. Because the heart will challenge you to become natural, to become alive, to become fresh. Because that is what life is, and the heart is alive. So you have to be crazy. It's really, this is for crazy people. But it's much better to be crazy and be alive than to be sane and be dead. What's the point? But my heart is already in love with this crazy master. That's the problem. Your mind cannot figure it out. The mind is not in love, but the heart is in love. So this is the fight. That is what the real master is provoking. He shows you this struggle. Are you going to stuck? Are you going to get ruled by your mind? Or are you going to start listening to the heart? What can you do now? And the heart is much more real. The mind is just your whole past, your whole upbringing, your whole conditioning, which you have to go beyond to listen to the heart. The heart loves to live in the moment. This is the only place for the heart, for your true being. But that is challenging because you have to be intelligent then. You don't know what's going to happen. You cannot be just like a machine. Play it safe. You have to be ready to go into the unknown. So, you're very excited, but also you're afraid. Please follow that excitement. You have always two options: to hide or to go into the new. Always choose the new, because that means growth. Hiding means getting stuck. And not only getting stuck, but protecting the stuckness, which is what most people do. When my mind shuts up, what else is there to do but to surrender to the sweetness of your love? In satsang, my heart is jumping in joy, getting tickled by your laughter. What a blissful dance. That is what sannyas is. It's a love affair. It's trust. It's a dance. So now I have had enough of being wishy-washy. Beloved Swa, I am asking you for sannyas with my whole heart and being. Sannyas is for those who had enough, who is tired of being wishy-washy. And now you have gone through these 12 years since that seed got planted. So you must be very ready. Your heart must be very ready. Enough is enough. And it's that totality, that understanding, that can transform you when you are open, when you are ready, when you are receptive. Otherwise, sannyas might not do anything. It can be another decoration for your ego. No, I'm very spiritual. Some people are like that. They don't change. They haven't really surrendered. They haven't really opened up. But they are all sannyasins. Old. old and moldy. No transformation happened because they haven't really surrendered in their heart. It's still from the mind. So be aware. It's all about totality of being open. And remember, the master doesn't need your surrender that you take sannyas. It's for you. He's available from existence for you to help you. Help yourself to open up. Please kill my old normality. My pleasure. That is something I know how to do. Normal. Goddess, that sounds really, really yucky. To be normal. What is normal? Please kill my old normality and help me to find back to my true self. It's very easy, and you can feel it, Ulrike, when you have taken that decision. And just be total in it. You tell your own heart, no, I give up. I want to listen to you. I want to become a good friend, best friend, intimate friend. Give your whole attention to your own heart, your own being. And remember, whenever that old mind comes and wants to disturb, say, no, I did my choice. I want peace. With endless love and gratitude, Ulrike. Years, at least it happened in this life, because that's what Osho always said, it's very difficult to come by an enlightened mystic. Don't miss the chance. It's not normal. Normal, and they are really the normal people. But in this unnormal world, they are not normal. One mystic, Brahmanand, said, "Beloved Master, please, please teach me. I had enough. I have come to you to learn. In this world, there are so many philosophies, and they all praise themselves that they are the truth. They claim to be true. But all they do is to get me confused and eat up my hours. Some teach to worship idols. Others point to the sky. Others recommend holy places or studying the stars. And they all, what they do is just to drive me into circles. I have gone into so many theories. I have read so many holy books. But this unknowing about God hasn't disappeared. I still don't know. I'm stuck in this web of words." This is the normal life, to be stuck in the world of words, of reason. I'm told God is everywhere. And I know He can be found. But it's no use. For without a personal encounter, my thirst will not end. Now I have come to you, Master. Beloved Master, please teach me. I have come to you to learn. This is the personal encounter. Then the thirst can end. This is the proof. It's not books, it's not theories. Lucky are those who are receptive.
Bow my head with love and awe today, for the Maker and this mandala at play. The colored sand, the sleight of hand that shapes then wipes it all. To the sky, seamless and blue, the mystical sunlight filtering through my church in the pines, here by this creek, with rocks that can sing and devas that speak a secret language beyond sound, in praise of hallowed ground.
Today I praise the play
that I once penned. This vast conspiracy to force my hand. The poker face of unseen grace that leaves my mind no place to land. But here in my heart, here I allow the wafer and wine of what is right now. And I join the choir, this baptismal creek of rocks that can sing and devas that speak a secret language beyond sound in praise of hallowed ground. Gloria in excelsis.
Beloved Babaji, just some days with you, and I feel how all we do here helps me to bring life back to myself. The breathing, the moving, the dancing, I feel much more colorful, juicy, full of life energy, enjoying the moment, enjoying myself, happy. It is a bit shame that I need to come here again and again and feel your energy to wake up and come back to myself. But on the other hand, I feel very grateful for having this support, for being able to experience the change, to transform again and again. Thank you. Yeah, you get a taste again and again, but you are not ready to keep it for yourself. It's like I'm like a gas station. I fill you up with juice, with bliss. Then you are very happy, ecstatic, you dance. You go into silence, ah, so nice. And then you go empty. By the time you reach Oslo, but that is normal, it takes time. You have to become very responsible for yourself. And keep meditation as part of your life, which is very difficult when you are alone. But if you do just even 10 minutes a day where you devote yourself, you think about me, you think about God, you think about your own heart, you think about peace, you devote yourself to that which is divine in you, then it will help, because you have to retrain yourself. But look, everybody has an excuse. I don't have any time. Don't have time for meditation. But just 10, 15 minutes, if you really connect with that space, slowly, slowly, it will grow in you. On my first day in the valley, we had Guru Purnima. They are sitting at your feet, feeling your grace, seeing you so beautiful. Something happened. I felt I can love you freely, totally, completely. And I just receive more back, much more. Well, the more you give, the more you can receive. No? So don't hold back. The more you share, the more you can receive. And to love me is something totally different, because I don't expect anything in return. Love doesn't expect anything. You are used to your relationships. Yes, one drama. And there is always ups and downs, because you want something. First you have to have something, then you can share. If you have, you are not a beggar, you don't want something, you are not longing for something, you have something. You are more grateful if you can share. Then there is no rules. Only love is the rule. The foundation is love. That is the what we can learn in human relationships, no? To care, to be open, to go deeper, to show yourself. But this is very difficult because you have egos involved. When there is no ego involved, then is total freedom. So it should come to that at one point, learn the ways of just being love, being peaceful, being truthful, being open, trusting, till you become love, which is what you are in your essence. Then it's not you love, you are just love, whoever you come in contact with, you love. That is what's happening here. The Master is like a waterfall. If you are open, you go under, you will definitely get wet. And not only wet, you will get such a thrill. But if you're standing on the side, then you can think about it for 1 year, 12 years, 12 lifetimes. This unique experience of having you is so beautiful, beloved, to be able to love freely, heart wide open, pulsating with no fear of being rejected or giving too much, nothing in between, just love flowing. What a blessed life we have. Yes. You are the love of my life. You are the love in my life. Thank you for all you show for all you give. Life is so beautiful. Always at your feet, always at your service, in love, yours, Vandana. Love is all. Just go deeper and deeper and deeper till you realize that God is love, love is God. I am that. I will read you something that Osho said. This is the function of the master. In fact, one of the functions, excuse me, I just have to. To create an atmosphere, or to be exactly right, a love sphere. That is just exactly how it is. And I never seen that word in this way, a love sphere. But this is what it is. This is what is getting created here. In which you can love. Where love becomes almost like breathing, where love is not a problem, where love is not a business, where love is not a law. And this is how it is in the world. It can become a business, it can become a power game, it can become just a conflict. What is love is totally different from person to person. Here, it should just be a playfulness, an openness, with no guilt, with no motivation, with no end to be gained beyond it. Love for love's sake. That is really the function of the master, to create the love sphere. And why? Because in love, love is the healing. Love is the ultimate medicine, among other things. And in love, you start coming back to your heart. You start trusting yourself. You start getting open. And then if there is a master, then the truth from the beyond can enter your heart, which you can never do in your mind. So the first thing is to create this atmosphere of love, of peace, of truth. Only then can you drink what is getting served. And I call those masters fake who have done just the opposite. They have created an hate atmosphere instead of a love sphere. This can be the criterion to judge whether there is a real master or not. What kind of sphere is created around him? What kind of climate? How is the people, how is the disciples, how is his followers? Are they stiff, serious, reading the scriptures? Looking very bad at you if you eat chocolate. Tell it to the headmaster if you drink coffee. You have ashrams like that in India. I've been there. Mahatma Gandhi, he was very, very strict like that. In his ashram, no chai was allowed. Chai. If you can be corrupted by chai, then you must be so weak. Women, maybe, because they are so repressed, that any women, I've seen that, then they meditate or they have the mala lom, then the woman comes like that. Whole meditation gone. Very spiritual, very stiff, tense. So Osho said, you have to see what kind of atmosphere it is. But of course, if you are very strict, if you are very tense, you will get drawn to those who are strict with rules and regulations. Because you cannot think for yourself, you cannot feel for yourself. What is needed is love. Because then you come closer to yourself, to your own heart. Osho said, this can be the criterion to judge whether there is a real master or not. What kind of sphere is created around him? And you cannot say it's not important that a master loves you. It is absolutely important that the master loves you. Otherwise, he cannot create this love sphere. It is created only by loving. If the master himself is not loving you, he cannot be capable of creating a sphere around him. And the same thing has to be remembered when I say the master loves you. I am talking to your mind mechanism. The truth is, the master is love. But that comes later. First, the master has to speak a language so you understand. And you only understand yourself, me, me, me. So he has to say, I love you. But of course he loves. He is love. So whatever comes in front, he will love. It just depends, are you available or not? It's like the Zen master says, the master is a mirror. If you come in front of the mirror and you don't like what you see in the mirror, whose fault is it? Hello? Are you going to break the mirror? Do you think that will help? Go and look at yourself. Maybe wash your face. But it's always easier to look out. The mirror has nothing to do with it. I'm talking to your mind mechanism. The truth is, the master is love. To say that he loves you is not the right thing. He is love. So whoever is with him is showered with his love. If you are open, you will get more of it. If you are closed, you will not get any of it. Because the love of the master is not addressed to somebody in particular. It is unaddressed to whosoever it may belong. Whoever is open to get it. So this is very essential. The master is love. And in being love, he creates a certain sphere around himself, a certain climate, a climate of love. Those who come under this sphere, into this climate, they will be loving. Slowly, slowly, their love can also grow and become unaddressed. This is the perfection of love. It's another way to bring you back to the source. But it all comes back to if you are open, if you are receptive, if you understand, if you sense something that is beyond the words. It doesn't matter what the master says, it's the climate. If you can soak it in. Because, of course, I have seen people sitting for 20 years with Osho, nothing happened. It's all kinds of people. So love is the healing, is the transformation, is the alchemy. Because love ultimately is God. And so are you. Hard to believe sometimes, I know. But I'm working on it. Which can be a hard job. Because it seems like it's so nice to be unconscious and do all your stupid things, which God never will do. Beloved Masters, well, thank you for being you. I don't know who this you is, but that's okay. I'm you. Me, you, who? Luciana. Okay, I will try to behave. I have never believed to see you again, but I'm here at your feet now. I have to say thank you to my son, Sama, if it has happened. I'm not able to describe this happiness I felt when he said to me on the phone, "We are going to meet Svaha again in Norway." You have a good son. And he has a good mama. My heart immediately has opened up. And I felt an enormous happiness. Yes. That is also such a miracle to share that in the family. That really brings the family together. Yes, Malini? What do you say, Malini? Where is Sama? amore. Happy family. We are going to meet Svaha again in Norway. Yahoo! I have understood that I have a lot of love to share inside me and so much joy that I never felt before. Yes. Yes, Luciana, you have so much love. Thank you also to Malini that has come with me. I over all want to thank you, my beloved Svaha, for all the support you have given me, answering to my heart and opening my mind. I always asked you something, but I never thanked you enough. No, I do it openly. And with all my heart, I say to you, thank you, thank you, thank you. My dear Svaha, it will be such an immense joy for me if I get sannyas. Maybe I'm asking you too much at my age. But it will be so nice to be part of you and to feel my heart getting involved and close together with yours. Gracias. You are and you will be in my heart forever. With all my love, Luciana. It's so nice to see you again here. No, I had to go to Italy to see you. No, you're coming to see me. I just wait. It will be so nice to be part of you. You to feel my heart getting involved and close together with yours. You know, Luciana, this is what Jesus meant when he said, eat me, drink me. So we become one. You're coming closer. You eat, you drink, you absorb the master, then it becomes part of your own heart. Yes, then it's same, because love is one. Love unites. Gracias. Mamma mia. No, Mappa is missing so much. His thinks he had to come here and visit a bit.
mysterium fidei altissimi Domum Dei in te Domine speravi
adoro te cum Santo Spirito
Take it easy. That was what was missing on the Buddha strawberry. Just enjoy, not only like this. A poem from an enlightened woman called Mira. No, you have to translate to Luciana afterwards, okay? I have found the greatest treasure there is. I have found the jewel of God's love. My master gave me this priceless gift. With great kindness, he made me his. The quest, the seeking of lifetimes has ended. No more searching, no more seeking. Nobody can steal this jewel. I can never lose it. And its value increases by spending. The captain of love took me across this worldly ocean. And to a realm where every pebble, every stone is a jewel. Mira has found the beloved. With every breath, she can feel it. Feel it. Feel it. May everyone find peace and listen to the heart. Be happy. Aum Shanti.
Karta pura nirbho nirvana. 주가 하늘